All right. You got your Bibles, would you turn with me into the book of Ephesians? The book of Ephesians. Let's go to the second chapter and verse 1. Ephesians 2 and 1. I felt really stirred yesterday. Study for this.
Yes.
Burdening my soul. Really burdening my heart. Everybody has battles. Did you know that? Everybody's struggling with something.
Yes.
We all have our temptations.
Yes.
And we have our trials.
Yes.
And like Brother Jason said, the main thing is to have the Spirit of God in your heart. Yes. Have the Lord in your life. We all are up against something.
Right.
There is something that the enemy always uses and comes against us in some way to try to discourage, try to get you down, try to get you depressed. And that's the enemy's tactics. And by God's grace and God's Spirit today, I want to help everybody in this house.
Yes.
Stay with me a while. We're going to take a trip. Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened. He's brought you the spiritual life. You hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins.
Yeah.
Wherein in times past, you used to be, in times past, you walked according to the course, look, the course of this world.
Yes.
According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our conduct, our manner of life. We all had that in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the what?
Mind.
The mind. 1 Corinthians 2:12, you may be seated. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God.
Yeah.
That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. But we have the mind of Christ. Today, I am dealing with the mind. The mind. I tell you, most of our problems in our mind. You can be saved. The blood of Jesus applied to your heart. The Spirit of God living inside of you. But our battles are battles of the mind. Oh, God. And I titled it this way, little man. The devil wants your mind.
Right.
We're going to go somewhere. I already feel it. The devil wants your mind. If your enemy, the devil, can get your mind, and if he can hijack your thought life, he can get down into your heart and bind you.
Right.
He knows the avenue to your heart is through your mind and your thinking, your thought process, how you think, oh God. Did you know that what you constantly entertain and you always think about, you will become?
Yeah.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Right.
Oh, God, help us to get our mind always upon the Lord. For we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Lord, the renewing of our mind in this day means everything in the world to us. If we're going to walk in victory or not. Did you know your thought life can bind your spirit on the inside? Did you know that we're going to have to get in a place to pray and seek the face of the Lord and study His Word and read our Bible and seek the Lord's face. And when we do that, it brings a renewing to our mind. Hallelujah. And when our mind is renewed in the Spirit of God, it releases our heart. It puts victory down inside. The devil cannot hold you. He cannot bind you. When your mind is being renewed in the Spirit of the sweet Holy Ghost, you've been renewing in prayer and in reading your Bible, and you've been hiding it down in your heart, and you're faithful to come to the house of God, and you come to church, and you can't hardly wait to get here, and it's in your heart, and you're thankful, and you're glad to be saved, and you want to come and you want to worship the Lord, and you want to lift up your hands and praise and thanking God. It renews the mind. I'm telling you, what you felt in here today was the Spirit of God. Okay, Lord, coming down and renewing something and stirring us up in our heart. It draws our mind unto Him. The Bible said in Isaiah 26:3, hallelujah, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon Him. Hallelujah, because He trusteth in Him. And we raise our little head and say, Lord, draw my mind, draw my thoughts out of heaven, oh Lord, I pray. Woo! Hey, Lord, to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Lord, let me walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah to God. There's freedom in the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
God help us.
The prince of the power of the air. Stay with me. Listen to this clause. The prince of the power of the air.
Yeah.
Which is the devil.
Devil.
Who is the God, little God. He is the God of this present evil world. He wants to feel your mind. He wants to control your mind with worldly thoughts. And if you let Him, He will build His empire inside of your mind. He'll cause you to live in a fantasy world through entertainment. Oh, Lord. The devil wants to conform you, hallelujah, to this world. The devil wants to put you in the world's mold and mold you, hallelujah, just like this world. To live like the world, dress like the world, walk like the world, talk like the world, and go where the world goes. I've been telling you, I don't want in the world's mold. Oh, Lord, I want God to renew me and transform me by the renewing of my mind, that I might prove what is that good and that acceptable. Hallelujah, will of the Lord, the perfect will of God. Raise your little head and say, Lord, nothing less will do. I want your perfect will in my heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. God wants to transform you.
Yeah, He does.
And make you pure.
Pure.
And make you holy.
Holy.
And make you sanctified in His sight.
Yeah.
And in your conduct, Satan seeks to conform you into this world's image and into this world's fashions and its styles. He wants you to think and to go after this world and its lustful pleasures of entertainment. Oh, Lord, that'll take your mind away from God and it'll corrupt you. Being a Christian, listen to me, being a Christian is not a game. The devil is a playing for keeps to say that you are a Christian because you go to church is not enough in this hour.
Amen.
Say I was saved, hallelujah, 50 years ago, and I was baptized.
eyes. Hey, Lord, I'm telling you, it means more than saying you're a Christian. Hey, God, I'm telling you, the devil is out to keep. He's out to discourage you. I tell you what I got today. The Lord gave it to me. It ain't what I got years ago. It's got to be good today. It's got to be good. It's got to be powerful. Hey, Lord, today, the power of God will keep you.
Hey, Lord.
What have you got today? What's the Lord giving you? What do you feel inside of your heart today? Have you got the victory? Hey, Lord, have you got the joy of the Lord? Have you got the peace of God inside of you?
Come on. Amen.
Gotta have it today.
Gotta have it.
Yeah. Children, we're going to go deeper than you've ever probably ever been. I can just say that.
Come on.
Listen close. There's a war raging in these closing moments right before Jesus returns to get his holy bride and take her out of here to heaven with him. Satan wants you wrapped up, tied up, entangled in the affairs of this life. That you'll miss it.
Yeah.
And you'll have to stay here. He doesn't want you ready.
Right.
He don't want you sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost when Jesus returns.
Come on.
He wants you lukewarm. He wants you cold in your soul.
Yeah.
He wants you to lose your desire.
Yes, he
wants to put out your vision.
Right.
He wants to put your fire out.
Come on.
Hey, Lord. How many can say, I still got the Holy Ghost? I still got His Spirit living on the inside. Hey, Lord. My lamp's been trimmed and it's burning bright. And I got the oil of His joy, the oil of His Spirit. I'm telling you, and it's keeping me. I feel heaven's magnet upon my soul. I feel ready. I'm saying, anytime, Jesus, you're coming, you're ready to come, and I'm ready to go. I know that my heart's right and I got confidence in God. I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready because the Lord has set me free. He's given me a treasure. He's given me His power, and I'm ready to be called up to be with Him.
That's right. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Listen to the psalmist David. Psalms 40 and 11. O Lord, let thy loving kindness and thy truth, that's the word of God. You heard it over here. Thy truth continually preserve me.
Come on.
For innumerable evils have compassed me about. There's so many evils, I can't even count them.
Come on.
Oh, keep my soul. Keep me, Lord. John the Beloved wrote, he said, we know that this present evil world lieth in wickedness.
Yes.
It's all around us.
All around.
Woo! Can I ask you today, there's people right here fighting, and I know it because God gave it to me.
Come on.
We're fighting a mind battle. I don't know what it is.
Come on.
I'm going to ask you today, what are you fighting?
What are you fighting?
Come on.
Bless Lord.
What are you fighting?
Come on, brother.
You might say to me, teacher, what am I up against? I'm wrestling with things. And I don't even understand why that I'm just being pulled apart. Why that I struggle. I want to serve God. I want to do right.
Come on.
But there's just something that pulls me away from spiritual things. It pulls me away from God.
Pulls me.
I get so close to Him, and I've made up my mind before, I'm going to do better.
Better.
God poured me out a blessing. He touched me. He set me free. And he shouted me. Hey, Lord, I'm going to hold on. But I'm telling you, it ain't very long after that. Something pulls on us. It pulls us away from God again. And we find ourselves on the outskirts. I'm telling you, it's a mind battle. You say, teacher, what? Why is it that these things come and I feel them pulling on me to get my attention, and I don't get focused on God like I need to get focused?
Yeah.
Come on.
What is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Come on.
Why do I have these horrible thoughts?
Bless him, Lord.
That come into my mind?
Yeah.
Preacher?
Come on.
Why do these bad feelings sweep over me? Right out of the clear blue. That I know ain't right.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
They're not godly. These thoughts, these feelings,
bless him, Lord,
that sweep over. What is going on? Preacher, I can't explain it. Now, when I wrote all of this yesterday, I wrote it by inspiration. The Holy Ghost all over me. I ain't a missing it.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
I can't explain it, preacher. In my heart, I want to do right. I want to go to heaven. It feels like I'm being pulled. My mind wanders. It wanders so easy.
Yeah.
No.
It's being pulled away from God.
Bless him, Lord.
I try to think on him, but I can't stay focused. I lose track.
Come on.
It just seems like, teacher, that everything else fills my mind. I felt the Lord go over me right there. It just seems like that everything else is filling my mind.
Have your way, Lord.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Oh.
Oh, God. Sometimes I can't even control my thoughts.
Bless him, Lord.
I need help.
Help.
I want God. I want to do better.
Yeah.
I want to serve him. I want peace of mind.
God.
What's wrong with me, preacher?
Glory to God.
I'm going to give you the answer today to understand why that you are struggling and how to get and keep victory in your heart and in your mind.
Yeah.
How many here today will say, Brother Tommy, I want victory.
Praise God. Yes. Come on, brother.
I want peace of mind.
Come on, brother. Bless you, Lord.
I want a heavenly mind. I don't want a worldly mind. Oh, God. I'm tired of battling. I'm tired of getting it. I come to them feeling my mind and telling me that God don't love me and God don't care. I'm tired of these mind battles that I feel unworthy sometimes. Did you know that that enemy, your enemy, the devil, has got a power of suggestion? He can inject thoughts into your mind to say it ain't doing any good and it ain't getting any better and you ain't getting anywhere. Oh, what she used. Oh, why don't you stay home? Hallelujah. You're a battling and things are coming in your mind and you ain't even saved anymore. That's what the devil, that is his route. He'll put bad things and cause bad feelings to come over you and a bad thought, and then he tells you you ain't even saved. Get out of here, you lying devil, you. Raise your head and and say, I am a child of Almighty God. I've been washed in the blood. I've been born again. I've been called out. I am a Christian. Hallelujah. My Heavenly Father loves me. And Jesus died for me. Get out. Hallelujah. You have no right for my mind, devil. I'm not going to give my mind and my thoughts unto the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God.
I feel like I could rip a line in part.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Woo!
Hey, sissy. He loves you more than you'll ever know.
That's right.
Oh, the things God has showed you. Oh, the touches he's given you. Oh, the spirit. God ain't changed. He's not changed. He is the same. His compassions fail not. His mercy still rich. His grace is still abundant. His power still real. Give him a praise in this house.
Right,
what's wrong with my mind, preacher?
Come on, brother.
I'm going somewhere.
Yes.
Mom.
Listen. I'm going to give you something. Revelation 12 says, Jesus said to John on the island of Patmos, get your pen. Write this. When God cast Lucifer out of heaven, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
Yeah.
Listen now. And one third of his angels were cast out with him. Jesus told John to write, whoa! Means misery, trouble, suffering, stress, woe to the inhabitants of earth. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Don't forget how I started this lesson. The prince of the power of the air. How many angels were cast out of heaven with Lucifer? John said, I saw the angels 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands that could not be numbered. One third fell with Lucifer. Do you know where they're at?
Come on.
They're in this world. They are now disembodied spirits.
Come on.
They are demons. They've been stripped of their heavenly power. And they have now become demons. And they are evilly powerful.
Yeah.
They are full of evil influence. Everything opposite of what God is what the devil is.
Right.
God is love. The devil is hate. God gives you the truth. Hallelujah. The devil will lie to you.
Right.
Well, God's good, but the devil's bad. Every one of those evil spirits are in our world. And that's what the reason that you're feeling of what you're feeling. You can be in places. There's a gas station right now. I can walk in an Exxon station. I don't know who's working there or anything about their life. But when I walk through the door, I can feel the powers of hell in it. I can feel the stronghold of evil inside of that gas station. I've been on the road before. I'm sensitive to the Spirit of God. I pray. I praise Him. I've got Him in my heart. And I try to keep my mind upon Him. But there's times going down the road, you will feel an oppression. You cannot explain it. It's like a dark cloud. The sun may be shining, but it's like a dark blanket hovering over you of evil. You can almost cut it with a knife. But I'm telling you, there's some areas I have driven through the sweetest peace that you could ever
water filled, and it was so easy. I'd raise my hand when I was driving the car and say, Lord, I feel you. I feel you right here on the highway. I tell you, that's what the Spirit of God will do. He'll be with you. The devil's all around you, but God will give you a breakthrough. Raise your hand and praise Him.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord.
You're right.
You say, Brother Tommy, it's plumb over top of my head, and I don't believe a thing that you're saying.
Come on. Come on. I know it. Come on.
I've written two books, and that one book that I wrote, I took the mask off of the devil, and I wrote in that, I think, one or two chapters on pulling down strongholds.
Pulling down.
How to recognize the devil, how he operates, and how to get victory over him.
Yes.
Oh,
as I was a-working on that book and writing that chapter, you might say, you're crazy. That's fine.
Come on.
We went to bed. Don't you tell me the devil ain't real.
Come on.
He's real.
Don't you tell me there ain't no spirits.
Come on.
God allowed this to happen to show me, to teach and train me.
Yeah.
I wasn't asleep.
Come on now.
It was like I was in a twilight. I was trying to go to sleep. I was wide awake.
Wide awake.
I felt a presence come in and down that long hallway.
Come on.
And the closer it got to my bedroom, it was the coldest, icy cold feeling that I've ever felt in my life. It was icy cold, and it was a numbing fear that came over me, a numbing fear.
Come on.
I looked. It came in the doorway from the hall, hideous looking, walked, and it was way taller than my bed, and it reached down. I write with my right hand. I write newsletters. I've written two books. I write my messages. I write. That's my gift God gave me. When I looked up, it was awful fear, Sheffy. I raised my hand like this.
Come on.
And I tried to pray, and it seemed like nothing would come out. The fear, the numbing fear, the coldness. I put my hand up against it like that. It took my hand, and it's a hideous hand. It's hideous face. It bent my hand back all the way back till it was a breaking. And finally I said, get out of here. I rebuke you and I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Get out of here, devil. And the devil had to go. I'm telling you, that's what we are up against. It's these principalities and these powers and the rulers of darkness of this world and the spiritual wickedness in high places. You are going to battle.
Yes.
Amen. Come on.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, brother.
You're right.
Come on. Going
to battle.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God. These spirits are all around you.
Right.
Yeah.
They hover over you.
Yeah.
They're in the air all around you. Remember what I said, the prince of the power of the air.
Yeah.
These demon spirits are seeking possession and control of people's minds, their hearts, and their bodies.
Yeah.
These evil powers influence people to sin.
Right.
These spirits have voices, Brother George.
Right.
They speak.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right.
How many's ever had the devil to speak to you?
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Oh, yes, he does.
Bless him, Lord.
He tells you things.
Yes, he will.
They lie.
Mm-hmm.
They instigate.
That's right.
Spirits irritate you.
Come on.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between God's spirit and the devil, the demon powers. The spirits are all around you. God leads you. He gently leads you like a shepherd leads the sheep.
Yes.
The devil, on the other hand, forces you, pushes you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Irritates you, vexes you.
Come on.
Speaks to you, brings anger, brings temper.
That's right.
Come on.
I know where I'm at.
Yep.
Glory to God. Come on, brother.
They vex, they arouse, and incite carnal passions in you.
Mm-hmm.
They come to tempt you. They lure and pull at your mind.
Pull at you.
Come on.
They stir up your emotions. Stir up wrong desires in you.
Yes.
They constantly pull at your senses. This is the reason that people, even good people, do the craziest things and the foolish things that they do.
Yeah.
And what they allow.
Come on.
And what they get into. And they get in trouble. And they get in sin. They get involved in things that cause them to be bound by the devil. I'm dealing with spirits that have the power of suggestion. They have power to inject evil thoughts into your mind. People are opening up doors to them in their life for these demon spirits to come in. Look at the chaos in our streets. When these spirits enter, they stir up trouble. They cause arguing and fights. They split up homes, split up marriages. They tear families apart, and they come in and bring confusion and tear churches apart. They seek to divide and devour and destroy all that's good and all that's holy. They don't want you living for God, and they don't want you serving. They work by impulse. I said they work by impulse. They cause you to do things and to say things that are not right. That causes you to hurt yourself and to hurt others. You wound yourself, Lord, and you bring trouble when you don't listen to God and when you are not led by the Spirit of the Lord. And that old enemy gets in your mind and he tells you of things, and he gets you irritated, and he gets you discouraged, and you want to throw up your hands, and sometimes you want to fight, and you say things that you should not say. What's wrong with me, preacher? I'm telling you what it is. It's the prince of the power of the air. What do you think's going up and down the streets right now in Huntington, West Virginia? People pulling knives, carrying guns, and cursing and fighting. It's that spirit that we're up against. That's that spirit that we feel in the atmosphere. Don't let it get a hold of you. You need to stay in church. I said you need to stay faithful unto God. And you need to pray. And you need to fast and rebuke the devil and say, get out of here, devil. You are a liar.
Amen.
Come on, brother. Come on, brother. Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Come on.
God help us.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
My Lord.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Jesus.
Where does these things come from?
Where do they come from?
Oh, Jesus.
Good people. Christians. Fight such mind battles.
Yes.
Sir.
Why these thoughts and these attitudes? Preacher, what on earth's wrong with me and my attitude?
Come on.
Why have I got an attitude like I got?
Come on.
Why do I flare up so easy? Why do I get mad?
Bless him, Lord.
Why do I think wrong, preacher? What's wrong with me?
What's wrong?
People have these things to just flow over them. Feelings rise up inside of them that are not right, not of God.
Yeah.
Say this with me. Satan is the prince.
by the news of prayers.
Of the power of the air. Stay with me. We're going somewhere. God's going now to open your eyes to how and why that you are being tempted by the devil and evil spirits and how to get victory over them.
Bless him, Lord.
It's sad,
little man,
and it's scary. But 90% of the church people, the church world, does not understand the spirit realm.
Come on.
You don't understand the spirit world. The spirit world, Sister Lula, was created first before this material world ever came into existence.
Yes.
And if anybody had all the wisdom and all the knowledge, the devil is very sly.
Come on.
He knows exactly how to push your buttons and to pull your strings.
You're right. Come on.
A preacher walked up to me on the job. I think he was a Methodist, I ain't mistaken. He said, I want to ask you something, Brother Tommy. I said, okay. He said, can the devil read your thoughts? I started studying. I said, let me get back with you then. I prayed over that. I went back and I said, hey, I said, yeah, I'll answer that. The devil can read your actions.
Come on.
Yeah. Yep.
He can see your actions, how you act and how you react, and therefore he knows what's in here.
Come on.
Wow. Yep.
He can read you by what you do, what you say, your attitude.
Come on.
Yeah.
Your feelings, your emotions, and he knows exactly what's going on right in here.
Come on, brother.
Man, oh man.
Bless him, Lord.
God help us.
Stay with me. Stay with me. I've got to give this. I've got to do it. I've got to obey the Lord. I studied for hours yesterday.
Yes.
90% of the church world does not realize what spiritual warfare is. That's the reason the enemy is keeping them down, keeping them bound, keeping them defeated.
Yes.
That's right.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I'm here to declare today, if we want victory, and if we really want to be free and have the Holy Ghost and the joy of God's salvation, if we want to be clean and sanctified and ready for heaven, we want to walk in victory, we're going to have to do a spiritual house cleaning. A spiritual house cleaning.
Come on.
Not just in my material house.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to do a spiritual house cleaning in the way that we think and what we think about and what we put in our ears and what we look at. Hey, Lord, and what's down inside of us.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. You're right.
Amen. Clean house.
Do you want the Holy Ghost to open your eyes and show you?
Glory to God. Come on, bro.
Listen to me close, Brother Jason.
Yes.
I'm not being sensational, and I'm not being dramatic in my teaching today, but what I'm giving you is, thus saith the Lord, it is true. Everything I've told you.
Praise God.
Everything I've told you.
Come on.
Did you know that there are now 25,000 satellites orbiting our planet? Over your head, these satellites are circling our globe and continually sending down signals, communications, 24/7. Our world is filled with electromagnetic radio waves.
Yes.
Transmitted all over this world. They call it the World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
These unseen, powerful signals are filling homes, computers, TVs, cell phones with images.
Yeah.
Help me, sweet Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Images. Sounds. Pictures. Music. Words. Movies. Conversations. It's true to say our atmosphere is filled. It's charged with entertainment that constantly fills people's eyes and their ears and their minds. Now you know why people are having such mind battles.
Yeah.
You can't tell me you can get on the internet and watch TV and movies that show pornography and nakedness and cursing and killing and violence and filthy language and the transgenders are coming out and all the homosexuality that's being flaunted, and it's coming right across our people's electronic gadgets. The devil knew a long time ago. Hallelujah, when he created, oh Lord, when God created the tree of knowledge of good and evil and told Adam, he said, of all the trees thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, oh Lord, you'll die spiritually and you'll die physically, hey Lord. Apple CEO, when they come out with the Apple iPhone and the iPad, hey Lord, what do you see on the fruit of it? There's a big bite taken out of the apple. I'm telling you, technology is good, but your fingers can swipe and they can tap and take you in to forbidden places that you see things that you should not watch and hear things that are not godly and are not holy and are not sanctified. Thou art of pure eyes than to behold evil. David said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. It's time for a house cleaning. And some people say, hallelujah, that shadows are coming into the room. There's dark figures coming into their house. Witchcraft. Say, Lord, is it an all-time high? Satan worship. And it's all over our entertainment. I'm telling you, and I promise God, if you got the blood applied and your eyes are sanctified and your heart's right with the Lord and you're praying and you're reading your Bible, you can say to the devil, get out of my house. I get out of here. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power to resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's time for a house cleaning. You cannot watch this ungodly stuff.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
You're right.
Parents has got kids, and they'll slip away.
Pollute your mind.
When mommy and daddy's not watching, go into a back room and stay up half of the night.
Yeah.
Don't you tell me that's God. Don't you tell me that's safe. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You are inviting the devil to come in and take your child away from you.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. It's time for a house cleaning. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Withdraw your foot from the path of the wicked. It's time to come clean with God. Technology is good if you use it right. I tell you, I've had things that come across my cell phone. I wasn't even looking for it. The awfulest commercials ever would. Filthy. Unholy.
Come on.
Garbage. Corruption. Lust. And what do you think, little kids that's got little tender mind? Our teenagers, when that stuff comes across their mind, I told my wife just yesterday, teenagers, kids are inquisitive. Right. They want to know more. They want to see more. But I'm telling you, it's a binding I'm telling you, it's coming in, Brother Jason. I'm going to tell the truth. It's coming right into the holiness churches all across America. And the parents ain't even aware of what their kids are getting involved in and what they're entertaining. Oh, Lord. Raise your hand and say, God, have mercy. God, have mercy, Lord. I brought these little children into the world, and I ain't letting the devil have them.
Hallelujah be to God.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I ain't gonna let the devil have him.
Come on, brother.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Come on. Glory to God.
House cleaning. Starts here. It cleanses inside.
Yeah.
It'll clean you up in your house.
Yes, it will.
Come on.
Oh, God.
Clean you up.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Look around you.
Bless him, Lord.
Now you know why. There is such a mesmerizing, like a hypnotic spell in our world. A spiritual magnetic force that's all around us and all around our head. You can sense and feel Satan's ungodly paw like a blanket of evil over our society.
That's right. Come on.
Look around you. I'm afraid the enemy has come in through technology that's now at our fingertips. It's hijacked people's minds and drawn them away from God.
Yeah.
And as a result, people live in a fantasy world. Come on.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you watch this stuff. You begin to put yourself in their shoes. You're living in their shoes. What they're doing, you are doing. You live in a fantasy world of symbol entertainment. You cannot do it.
No.
Come on, brother.
Can't do it.
Come on, man.
Hey, Lord. This needs to be preached in every church. No wonder they're coming out of the closet. No wonder little boys are coming out and say, I was born to be a girl. Little girl going and having body parts taken off of them and injected with hormones to become a boy. You lying, filthy, stinking, deceitful devil you. I'm telling you, God's bigger than that. Hey, Lord, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah. The truth of God will set you free. I'm telling you, I am what I am by the grace of God. I am a male. I am a man. Hallelujah. And I am saved.
Come on, bro.
Come on now.
God, have mercy on such, brother.
Bless him, Lord.
Let me finish this.
Come on, Brother Tommy.
Come on.
Oh, God.
This is the reason that Paul wrote by the Holy Ghost in Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. There's your key.
Strong in the Lord.
In the Lord. And in the power of His might. Power of His Spirit. Put on the whole armor of God.
Put on.
That you may be able to stand. Stand. Against the wiles of the devil, the tricks, the strategies.
Bless him, Lord.
For we wrestle not. Ain't that amazing? The Holy Ghost had him to say, wrestle?
Wrestle not.
Come on.
You put two people in a ring, only one of them's going to win. The other one's going to lose.
That's right.
Professional wrestlers, when they put in there and put them inside of the ropes of that, the object of the game is to pin the other one down that they can't move.
Yeah.
And when they get them in a lock and get them bound and they can't move, the other one wins. Wow. I'm telling you that, sir. That's what Paul's is saying. We're wrestling with things. It are the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. You can't fight the devil with your fist or a baseball bat or a gun. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the Holy Ghost, up to the pulling down, pulling down.
down the strongholds and casting down the imaginations and bringing into captivity every thought under the obedience of Christ. Why did he say you got to pull it down? The devil will build up walls around you that's impenetrable and say you'll never get out. I'll bind you and I'll put a perimeter around you. I'm telling you, the farther you get away from the Lord, the higher the wall goes up that the devil puts around you. And he binds you before you go that far. And I say, I'm going to pull them down. Raise your hand in the house right now. I'm going, there's some things in people's minds right now, Brother Jason, and you're going to have to get a hold of them and pull them down. I pull them down in Jesus' name.
Pull them down.
Bless him, Lord.
Get them out.
Bless you.
People don't love you.
Come on. Come on.
People don't care about you.
Bless him, Lord.
People don't want you around.
Glory to God.
You ain't got nothing. You ain't worth anything.
Yes.
What is that?
What is that?
That's that prince of the power of the air.
That's right.
You have failed.
Yeah,
he'll point every fault and every failure that you've ever committed in your past and in your life, and he'll say you went too far and you'll never get victory. Pull it down. I said pull it down. I said God forgives. Jesus forgives. And people love you. That's a lie from hell. We love you.
That's right, Lord.
Come on.
We love you and we want you.
Yes.
And God does too.
That's right. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God.
Glory to God.
Stay with me. Pulling down strongholds and casting down imaginations. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not people that's coming against you.
Yes.
It's the Spirit using.
Spirit.
That's right.
Against principalities. Look against powers, we wrestle.
Yeah.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Against spiritual wickedness.
Spiritual wickedness.
In high places, wicked spirits in the high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God.
Whole armor.
That you may be able to withstand. I'm standing.
Come on. Look at it.
I'm standing.
Come on.
And if the enemy comes up and pushes me,
yeah,
he tries to push me, I'm withstanding.
Come on.
I ain't going to let you push me.
That's right. Come on.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on, brother.
I'm going to serve God.
Yes.
I made up my mind to go to heaven. Yes. No, sir. I'm going to withstand this.
Right.
I ain't going to let the devil. Raise your hand and praise God.
Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord.
God, I'm
going to stand. The devil's a liar.
Thank you, mighty God.
He loves you. He wants to help you. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you suffer. I don't care what happens.
Amen.
God is in control.
Amen.
Come on.
Hey. Bless him, Lord.
Withstand. In this evil day, having done all this, all, comma, to stand.
Fight back.
What's the Holy Ghost is saying to us today? Don't let the devil have any access in your life.
That's right.
Watch. Be careful what you entertain, what you put in your head, in your mind, what you think about, what you see, what you do, what you listen to. You better clean house. Don't open the doors to the devil in your life. He will come in.
He'll come in.
Neither give place to the devil. Don't let him gain a foothold in your mind.
No.
If you do, he'll gradually and surely take you farther than you ever thought you would go.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bind you. He'll pollute you.
Yes, he will.
Unclean spirits will pull and entice you to keep looking and viewing and listening till you become enslaved to this world.
Yes.
People are addicted to gambling. It's a spirit. You heard the preacher today. If you put God first and you pay your tithes 1/10 of everything you make, God promised that he would supply your every need.
God promised.
Amen.
I don't have to go gamble somewhere, stand at Speedway and being in a hurry, and they're scratching their silly tickets and devils. Come not on. The poor people, but the devils in them. And they hold me up for 5 minutes. I just might make a $10,000. I might just win it here, Chevy.
Yeah.
No, you won't. No, I'm telling you, you can lust after this world and covet the things of this world. Brother Jason had it. If we'll put Jesus first and love him, you don't need to gamble.
Amen.
It's a sin.
That's right, brother. Come on, tell it.
I said again, it is a sin to gamble.
Amen, bro.
People coming in there paying their hundreds of dollars and going home, their little babies don't have milk and they're doing without. Hallelujah. They spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars a year when they could put it in the work of God.
Amen. Right. Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Right.
Come on, brother. God have you.
I told you.
Come on.
Hang with me. They're addicted to pornography.
Addicted to it.
Through the internet.
Through the internet.
They're caught up in adultery and fornication. Husbands leaving wives. Wives leaving husbands. Corrupt entertainment. Lust and lies and violence. Oh, it's causing problems in families. Oh, problems in marriages and homes. It's bringing contention. And it's driving the Holy Ghost away. There's no peace when God's Spirit leaves. Oh, God.
No peace.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
No contentment.
How many down here in this old world? How many's bound?
Come on.
And your question, why, preacher, am I going? Why all these emotions and why these feelings and my senses and my thought life and what is going on? I can't seem to grasp and hold on to victory. What are you doing?
Bless him, Lord.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing and entertaining?
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
That's right, brother.
What are you involved in? Mm-hmm. We're going to have to clean house.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Look me in the eyes, everybody.
Come on.
You're going to have to clean house.
Clean house.
The devils have taken over. He's coming right in for people's families and homes.
Mm-hmm. Coming right in.
Bless him, Lord.
God help
come
us.
On, brother.
Come on, brother. Come.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Coming right in.
With me right now, raise your little hand. Let's pray.
Hallelujah.
Sweet Heavenly Father.
God, help us, Lord, to take heed to this
There's
word.
Power in knowledge, truth, Jesus.
God, understand, Lord, and we got to trust you.
God, I ask you to touch every heart in this building.
The
souls, the minds, Jesus. Draw us nearer to you. Show us, Lord. Show us where we can get closer to you. How we can grow closer
to you.
Jesus, we need victory. We want victory, Lord. We want to be able to shout and to sing God's praises in freedom. Jesus, there's people right here, Lord, under the sound of my voice. They need peace of mind, Lord. They need peace in their soul brought back to them. They need victory. Speak to them, God. I pray when they leave the house today that they'll know exactly, Lord, how to get the victory. Jesus, in your name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
church.
Lord, and thank you, mighty God.
Amen. Wasn't that wonderful?
Amen.